The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Nick Kershaw with The Riddle. One of the biggest stars from 1985, of course. Henry McKean is a man who remembers that year well. Henry.
Kieran, yeah, it was the year of Back to the Future, Beverly Hills Cop, The Goonies, Live Aid, Bob Geldof organising the global concert for Ethiopia, watched by 2 billion people, France blowing up the Greenpeace Rainbow Warrior, and Ireland beating England at Lansdowne Road, going on to win the Triple Crown. So it was a brilliant year. How old were you back then?
I was 2 years old, Henry.
I was six. So my memories...
So you do have some memories
of
all of this.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I definitely have some memories. I do remember, for example, I remember Live Aid, and Back to the Future was one of the first movies I ever saw. But there's loads that I... A bit blurry, to be honest with you. Let's hear some...
You weren't really across all the details.
No, when it comes
the
to the news
Navy
story...
blowing up Greenpeace.
No, and we do chat to lots of people about it. But anyway, let's hear from the sounds of 85.
It's 12 noon in London, 7 a.m. in Philadelphia, and around the world, it's time for Live Aid.
Now, as a young British artist who's never had anything but hits, on Live Aid from London, would you welcome Nick Kershaw?
Good afternoon. We've got a long way to go. Come on, let's keep that energy up, yeah?
Obviously, Live Aid, everybody kind of remembers that.
I watched it at home with my mum, and we loved Freddie Mercury, who was the highlight of it.
So some of the sounds in 1985 there. You've got an Irish national media exclusive for us, Henry, no less.
Yeah, and you know that word exclusive is thrown about a lot. But
not
really,
here. Not
this
here.
Is exclusive. This is a you could say, an Irish media exclusive. And wouldn't it be good to have a chat with Nick Kershaw? I'm
Amazing.
Sorry, it's a terrible, terrible pun there. You know, it's important that we don't let the sun go down on us.
Stop.
The Riddle Hitmaker.
Please stop.
I caught up with him in Navan at the recent Roundo gig. He talks about that magical time. Here is Nick Kershaw.
In New York, I was touring with Paul Young, and we had a gig at the Pier in New York. And I did my set. It was a really completely bizarre evening. The whole thing was really strange. I remember Miles Davis coming to see me. I mean, it was just completely extraordinary. But then I was backstage, and there was Billy Joel and Christy Brinkley, and there was a bunch of people up there. And then I saw Mark Knopfler. I thought, I'll go and say hello to him. Is that trying to find an opening line? And I thought, well, what do I say to him? We're both guitarists. Let's talk about guitars, okay? And Money for Nothing had just come out, and I thought, I wonder how he got that sound. I mean, what kind of pedal he used, and what kind of effects he used on it, and how he. That's really fascinating. So I went up to him and I said, "Mark, I'm Nick Kershaw. How did you get that sound on Money for Nothing?" And he looked at me and said, "It was a guitar."
So he wasn't much crack.
He wasn't. He was. I don't know if. He's probably very nice. I know people that know him very well, and he's a very nice man, I'm sure he is, but I just caught him at the wrong moment, I think.
And that's the thing. I mean, we forget that. You were also young, all these pop stars in the 80s, and with Live Aid, how did everyone keep their egos in check?
There were a whole bunch of us just kind of like little frightened mice, just couldn't believe that we were there. That was a bunch of us. And the rest of them, I think if they'd left their egos at home, no one would have had a show, would they? So it was, okay, you know, everybody, I think we all kind of knew what we were there for.
Okay, there's our exclusive Nick Kershaw speaking to our own Henry McKean. Not only that, you've been speaking to Bob.
I did.
Sir Bob, sorry.
I did, yeah. Well, I mean, it's the Republic. We don't have to say sir here. An honorary, but it is a Sir Bob Geldof.
And he's one of them, isn't he?
He is. I think he likes it. And, you know, he's...
Anthony O'Reilly, he used to like it. Sir Tony.
And when are you going to get knighted? When
maybe I have it already, Henry, but I just don't lean into it.
Well, this is it. Maybe you rejected it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a fear gale, you know yourself.
But yeah, Bob Geldof, he has been speaking recently about Gaza, but we speak to him about Live Aid Day. We speak to him on the actual anniversary, that 40th anniversary of Live Aid. And he was in London when we spoke to him.
The greatest achievement of Live Aid was that 40 years on, they've managed to make African poverty still sexy again. It's an inappropriate expression, but I wouldn't have dreamt it possible, but I'm very glad in this death of kindness that we seem to be going through via Trump, Barnes and Musk, that there's something waving a small flag still fluttering for the poor.
If you go 40 years back, it was the Second World War, the end of the Second World War. Here we are now, 40 years on from 85. Do you think the kids will be talking about this in another 40 years?
No, I don't think so. I think individual performances will resonate down the years when they talk about the rock period, the rock and roll period. I think that's over now. I think it, not because of Live Aid, but it was probably a 50-year pop for convenience sake, 1955 to 2005. 2004 is when Google made a profit for the first time. Facebook was invented. So social media took over where pop had been. And rock and roll in my time was the spine of the culture. It sort of didn't dictate, but it determined so many ideas, political, theological, philosophical, economic, social, not the least being fashion or media. And that's not the case anymore. There's still brilliant artists, still brilliant songs, but it's more like the music of the 1920s, 30s, 40s, where music was important to you personally. You'll always remember that song when you kiss the girl or the boy or whatever. That'll always be there. But as a motivator of a determinant of society and a pointer of direction, I don't think that's the case anymore. So it'd be looked upon as a curiosity, but the performances, given that they were the greatest artists of the rock age and they were doing it all for nothing, I think some of the performances, U2's performance, which is what broke them worldwide, people suddenly saw how great this band was. Queen obviously is famous.
And you're right. I mean, that huge legacy.
I gotta go, Henry.
Well, look, Sir Bob, happy Live Aid Day, and thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thanks a lot, mate. Bye bye.
I think you know the next song. It might be a bit of a cock up, but if you're gonna cock it up, you may as well do it with 2 billion people watching you. So let's cock it up together.
So that is Sir Bob Geldof on what's the 40th anniversary. What was, that's when you spoke to him, of Live Aid, slap bang in the middle of 1985. So you were, what did you say, Henry, 6 years old?
I was six.
Were you
six
here in Ireland? Were you still in Scotland? Where were you?
We were in Kuwait at the time.
Oh,
it
right.
was before the first Gulf War. And I mean, one of
you
my
were
memories,
laying the groundwork.
I was doing the groundwork.
Intel.
We were getting out. We got out before Saddam Hussein invaded. But I know it's crazy. I obviously remember the hot weather. I remember the food. I remember the special bread they have out there, the Arabic bread. But what really sticks out for me, and back to food again, was my first ever hamburger. I know, there I was in the middle of the Middle East, and I'm talking about hamburgers. But I had a hamburger in a, you know, one of these hamburger shacks on the beach, and the cheese, melted cheese on the beef pate and the bread. And I never looked back. I kind of sneaked it. I was only six.
Pate is something else.
Of course, pate. Basically a hamburger. My first ever hamburger happened.
Although
in
I would
85.
Imagine you having a pate burger.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Patty. Yeah, hamburger, let's just call it. A hamburger. But here are people's memories.
What sticks in my mind most is disco pop, trying to get the hair and the clothes right. The fashion was the main thing, wasn't it? It was like, you know, being a mod or a goth, or, you know, following the bands and, you know, having that hair that drooped over your eye, having the big shoulder pads. And then, of course, there was all those other things that was happening in the periphery, like, you know, Ethiopia and what was happening around the world, famines, at that stage, we were just kind of, I don't know if we were going into a recession or coming out of a recession, but there was certainly didn't really affect us much at that stage because it was all about the music. It was all about the fashion for me.
Please, please, give us as much money as we know you have.
I'm here on Concord, and we're 30 away across the Atlantic. Phil Collins, and Andrew Fielder.
Mick and David did that video specifically so that you could give something, and it's not happening enough. You know, you've got to get on the phone and take the money out of your pocket. Don't go to the pub tonight, please. Stay in and give us the money. There are people dying now, so give me the money. And here's the numbers.
Let's read them out. We're probably going to get the address first, aren't we?
No, let's f*** the address. Let's get the numbers, because that's how we're going to get it.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
Hello? Anybody home? Hey, think with fly thing.
Calvin, why do you keep calling me Calvin?
Well, that is your name, isn't it? Calvin Klein?
Rhodes? Where we're going, we don't need Rhodes.
Some lovely memories there of 1985. So, Henry, as if this wasn't enough, you've got a special bank holiday show.
Well, I'm so glad, and thank you so much for the plug. Remember, we're all here to plug something.
We all work in sales, Henry. Some people just don't realize.
No, everyone's plugging something. Bank holiday Monday at midday. The Rewind, 1985, a deep dive with longer interviews with Sir Bob and Nick Kershaw and Grace O'Sullivan, a crew member on that Greenpeace Rainbow Warrior boat that was blown up by the French government. That's midday bank holiday, The Rewind, 1985, Monday.
All right, I look forward to it. If you want Henry McKean in his private capacity to plug some of your products, he can be found on social media, OnlyFans, Cameo, you name it. Henry, thank you very, very much. So that, again, Bank Holiday Monday at noon, isn't it? It's at noon on Bank Holiday Monday, The Rewind 1985 with our own Henry McKean.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.